28 years old, I thought I cracked the code to financial freedom. After two high-value exits, I retired early, invested in rental properties, and I thought the money would just roll in without lifting a finger. But I couldn't have been more wrong. Instead of living the dream, I found myself drowning in debt, legal battles, tenant issues, endless management headaches, and when I tried to scale, I lost big. More money than I'd like to admit, and I lost years of my time. But here's the thing. Those mistakes taught me one truth about passive income that nobody wants to admit. It's not about no work, it's about the right work. And once I figured that out, everything changed. Today, I manage 3 8-figure businesses. I have multiple equity deals, and I still find time to travel about once a month with my family. I work out every day, I surf a few times a week. And so in this video, I'm gonna show you the exact blueprint I use to create massive streams of passive income with less stress, less risk, and way more freedom. This is the blueprint for massive passive income. All right, let me show you how to achieve what you wanted, but it's just not the way that you thought it was going to go. Now, it didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. I thought I had cracked the code. Here I was, I remember 20, 21 years old, dreaming about having enough passive income coming in so I wouldn't have to work again. I was going to do that through having a bunch of rental properties. I had like 2 at the time, and that was my path. And so I built up a couple different businesses. I kept buying more real estate, more real estate, more real estate. And I had this dream of I just sell my businesses. I have enough money. I go buy a bunch of properties, and then you know, money just shows up in my bank account every month and I could just be sitting on the beach every day. That's what I wanted. I chased the dream. And so I did. I built up 2 businesses that were crushing it. They made a lot of money, really good returns. They ran really good. I didn't have to work a whole lot. But again, like I still had to work. I still had to go to an office. And so I thought that wasn't for me. So I sold those off, 2 big exits. I ended up buying a lot of real estate. And what I found out is my dream that I had been planning on for now 6, 7, 8 years became a nightmare for me. And I learned a lot. And what I'm going to break down for you is exactly that. And I want to tell you more about this story. Here's me, young me, a long time ago before I got all the stress of having to deal with that. But here's what I learned. And let me tell you why this revelation happened. But I learned that passive income is really a myth. All passive income is a myth. And here's why. The passive dream was not really passive at all. And as a matter of fact, life isn't meant to be lived passively, right? We should be in control. We should be driving. We should always go into where we want to go, not living passively. But listen, whether you think that the passive dream is like dividend stocks, so I owned a lot of dividend stocks and they just pay me every month or quarterly distributions, or maybe again, like my dream was real estate. I have all these rental properties and they give me money, or whatever other area you think of passive income, they're not. They're not passive, and here's why. Really, all income requires some work. So really what we have is the income to work spectrum. That's really what we have. We have more income and more work over here, and we have less income and less work over here. It's a spectrum. So once I understood that, then everything started to shift for me. So let me show you what I mean, and then I'll show you exactly how to really take advantage of this, because it's not what you're thinking right now. Okay, so the spectrum of passive income is a work ratio. So on one side, we have more work. And so on more work over here, I have the business, like the businesses that I sold that were making me 50 to 100% returns, but I had to work, right? I had employees, I had to manage and things like that. Over on the other end, I have less work. And I might say probably the lowest amount of work over here would be I own like US Treasuries, or I own like dividend paying stock, and I'm making 3%, 4% on that. All right, so that's the least amount of work. And then everywhere in between, I have rental properties, 5 to 25%, you know, interest on notes, on loans that I make, you know, private money, 5 to 12%, or royalties on things I created, 5 to 15%. So this is a spectrum. But here's the thing. Again, all of this requires work. So for example, you're going to have dividend paying stock. It's probably the least amount of work, but not really. That's the ongoing work. But think about the amount of work that it takes to get into it. Now, if you've never owned dividend paying stock, you have an entire education gap that you have to go figure out. What are dividend paying stocks? How do they pay? How do I reinvest? How do I compound? Which one should I buy? You buy the wrong dividend paying stock, it goes down in value more than the payments it's making you. So now you have all this risk, and then, so I have all this work up front to learn what to do, how to do it, study all the different stocks, learn what they all are, then I have to buy, I have to set them in my account, I have to get the money, I have to reinvest the money, I have to do all that, and then I have to watch them like a hawk and make sure they're not dropping, I have to look at the news headlines, I have all this management to make sure that they don't lose money more than they're making me. That is not no work. That is work. That's a lot of work up front, and still a decent amount of work to manage that. Rental properties the same way. I ended up buying a whole bunch of rental properties, but now I had all these tenants and moving out and moving in and had maintenance issues. I had landlord issues. Then all of a sudden, okay, so you just hire property managers, but then you hire property managers. Yeah, it's all still work. Just like having a business, I had employees and I had to manage all that. So it's all work. It all comes down to how much work you want to do, and more importantly, what type of work you want to do. But really, there's a bigger piece to this. All right, that blows this all wide open. It's not just that simple. Let me explain in my story so you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, real quick, before I tell you how to solve all this, let me tell you where I went wrong and see if this makes sense to you. So this was my costly mistake. So I had my businesses and I built them up and I was able to, you know, still have a fun life. I was able to run multiple businesses at the same time, still do my real estate. But again, I had this thought that I was supposed to sell the businesses to buy real estate. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to escape my business. Okay. Why? Well, because, you know, I had to show up there a couple times a week to make sure people were there working. And that wasn't passive, right? I wanted to be doing nothing and have money coming in. So that was the scam. That was the lie I've been sold. So what happened is I decided to sell my business. One of them went to a Fortune 500 company. And what was very interesting about that is I had to work for them for a little bit through the transition. And they put somebody on top of me, sort of over my business. And I told them, hey, I didn't want to be coming in. I didn't want to manage these couple things. And they said, no worries. We're going to make sure within the next 30 days, you don't have to do any of that anymore. And I'm like, so these things that I don't really like about the business, the reason why I sold the business in the first place, even though it makes me a really crazy amount of money, but I didn't want to do these couple things, you're saying that within the next 30 days, I won't have to do those anymore? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, how though? Because I haven't been able to figure that out. I said, oh, well, we're going to put this system here, this system here, this system here, this reports to this, this comes into this report, and you don't have to do any of that. So I sold the business that made me a crazy amount of money because the few things I had to do, I didn't want to do anymore. I thought I could have this passive life. But then they showed me how to automate and get rid of all those tasks in like the first couple months. So I sold this high grossing business, high profitable business, when all I had to do was the things they taught me to do. But I didn't know that. But it gets even worse. So I was in a very low risk and high income business. My business I had for this one particular, I think I had for 6 or 7 years. I'd been in that industry for even longer. I knew everything about this high-tech medical equipment space. That's what it was, high-tech medical equipment company. I knew everything about it. I had the business for a really long time. It made lots of money. There was almost no risk because I knew so much. I had so much expertise there. And it made a really high income. It was great. But then I sold all of that. I sold the business. I took all the money. And then I went and jumped into investments that I knew nothing about. So now I went to large multifamily real estate, which put me in high risk. So with all the money that I got, I couldn't just go buy a bunch of single families. That would have been way too much work. So I'm going to go to large multifamily. I bought a building like this right here. It was 200 units. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in California. What do I know about real estate in Atlanta, Georgia in the projects? Not much. Then I got to go to Georgia all the time. I got to work with partners on the ground there that I don't even know. I don't even have experience with. It was a nightmare. So I went from low risk, high income to now high risk and low income. But the problem was the amount of risk that I went into, I didn't know about all these unforeseen risks that caused me a nightmare, a headache. And it went from having like almost passive income in my business to now having another job where I'm on the plane, flying back and forth, trying to set all these things up, a whole new set of risks that cost me a lot of money. I'm talking like a crazy amount of money. This deal worked out terrible for me. And here's the thing. All I had to do was use the blueprint that the company that bought me used, and I could have had the business and done very little. Remember, all work, all income requires some work. There's no such thing as truly passive. As much as I have to manage my dividend-paying stocks or manage my real estate, I could have had the business with no risk and high income. All I had to do is use the systems. All right, that was the key. I had to use the systems. So for example, if I want to have a bunch of rental properties, that's fine, but I don't want to have all these property managers calling me all the time and all these different tenant issues. So I need to set up systems for that. Systems, just like they showed me when I sold my business, the business system. So what I do is I map everything out like this. So for example, I want to know, how do I acquire customers? So they see an Instagram post, they click on it, then where do they go? They go to a website, then what do? They put their email in, and then what? They get this email back, and then what? They're asked to book a call, and then what happens? Well, then somebody gets on the phone with them. So I map out the flow of how do customers get into my business. And once I can map this out, then I can come up with each individual task that has to be done with each one, and then I can just have somebody else do it. I create a perfect system and have someone else follow it. So I do this for every way I acquire people. Then I think about, well, how do I fulfill? So let's say that they do sign up. Well, so they signed up. Then what happens? Well, they received an email with their login information. Then what? Then they log in, and then what? Well, then they watch a welcome video, and then what? And then someone contacts them to book an onboarding call, and then what? So I map out every piece of the business, and it's pretty simple. Now, maybe simple for me because now I've been doing this for a long time, maybe not as easy for you, but I'm having a 3-day live event where I'm going to go live from this stage for 3 days to show you exactly how to set these up for every single part of your business so you can just get time back right away. All right, this is going to be amazing. Reclaim time. Then I'm going to show you how to use that time to keep more of your income. And once you've got time back and you've got income back, then I'm going to show you how to multiply that wealth very, very fast. I'm calling it the Wealth Accelerator. This is going to be the first part of January to make sure 2025 crushes it for you. If you'd like to come check out the event, there's a link down below. I'll put something up on the screen right here. Come hang out. We're going to be live for 3 days, and I'm going to walk you through this. This is not a bunch of fluff education. This is in the ground, do the work. Now, look, and even if you want to start a business, you want to start pressure washing driveways or painting houses, you can use these systems to scale that right away. Okay, now let's keep going. Now, the thing is, you can have this passive income today. Because remember, it's really necessary it's passive. All income requires some work. So the key is, how can I take what I'm doing now and reduce the workload so I don't have to work as much so I get more work done? Well, what we want ultimately is leverage over your work, right? That's really what we want. And what we can do is, as I said, even if you start a business today, a pressure washing business, a painting business, you could literally go knock doors on the weekend, find pressure washing customers. You could create a system of, I knocked the door. Here was a script I used. Here's how I went and pressure washed it. Here was the checklist I did. Here's how I collected the money. And you can go hire people to run the pressure washing business for you. You could do this right away, no matter where you're at. Now, some of you might say, well, that doesn't work for me because in my business, I can't hire people to do these things because I don't make enough money. Well, here's what I'd say about that. Number one, if you can't hire someone to do the work, you don't really have a business. You just have like a job that doesn't sound like it's very high paying. But number two, what I would say is, even if I went and knocked the doors, found the customers, had to buy the equipment, and then I hired someone to run that process for me, sure, maybe they take the majority of that income. I only get a little bit for sort of managing it and overseeing it. But here's the thing, compared to the, 3% that you're going to make in dividend paying stocks, or the, 5 to 8% that you're going to make in rental real estate, you're going to make way more. And so here's the thing, right? If we think about passive income as a spectrum, I could take a business like pressure washing or painting houses or whatever and hire people and still probably make 10, 12%, which is double, quadruple what I could make in these businesses. And if I set the systems right, it can be just as passive. And honestly, it can probably be even more passive than managing dividend paying stocks. Now, which one should you do first is a question I get asked all the time. I have this map, it's called the ETT map. And basically it's a map that walks you through looking at all the tasks that you have and figuring out how much you could pay for each one and which ones you should outsource first. If you'd like to get this document, it can get you up and going really quick. Check out the link down below for the event. We'll make sure that you get that for the Wealth Accelerator event. Now, once you start going with this, here's where the real magic happens. You see, once I can get someone else doing a lot of the work, once I can get the system optimized, then I can start to scale up. So in the beginning, you're only making your 10% because you've had to hire people, things like that. But once you have this going, it allows you to scale the business up. All right, this is how I do it. So this right here, as a matter of fact, is a snapshot of some of the content engines that we have in my business. Each one of these is a different engine. These are some of the acquisition engines that we have in the business right here. Here's some of the fulfillment engines that we have. And so we start mapping these out for each part of the business. So then we can start assigning this to different people. We map the engines and then we can scale the team. This is how I'm able to manage three different businesses at the same time. It's how I have other companies that I advise for, and we're able to scale those as well. You have to learn how to create the engines of wealth, create the systems, and this is what I learned from selling my business. I already had the business that was mostly passive. All I was lacking was a couple core systems that the Fortune 500 company that bought me helped me install in the first couple of months. I was free. If I had only known that before I sold the business, but I didn't, but you know it now. Okay, now the thing is though, is as I said earlier, really life is not about being passive. Life is about driving to what we want. So what is that you really want? What do you want your life to look like? Do those things. It's not about sitting on the beach and doing nothing. It's about doing meaningful work. And really, it's not freedom from having to do work that you want. What you really want is freedom to work on meaningful things, productive things, things that light us up, things that bring us energy. So that is the goal. Now, today, I'm able to run the different businesses, advise different businesses. I travel about once a month with my family to remote destinations. I go around the world and speak on some of the biggest stages because I like that, because it builds my skill set. It allows me to grow into a greater sense of purpose for myself, but you could choose whatever it is for you. Now, as I said, I'm doing this live event. I'm calling it the Wealth Accelerator to kick off 2025. If you want to start a business, you own a business, you want to grow your wealth at an exponential rate, come check out the live event. If you don't want to check out the live event, well, let me give you a couple books I'd recommend. There's 5 books on business systems that I've read that really changed the way that I look at this. I wish I would have read them before I sold my businesses. I'm going to put them down below. You can get access to those 5 books if you want to do that. But like I said, if you want my personal systems as well as my coaching system where we coach you through that, check out the Wealth Accelerator. But either way, passive income is sort of a scam. All income requires work. It just depends on how much work do you want to do for how much income. And what I learned is choose the ones that bring you the most income, but put the systems in place so you can do the least amount of work. All right, that's what we got. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this video. Do you want more videos like this on business systems? Is that helpful for you? Let me know. If so, I'll make them. Otherwise, that's what I got. To your success. I'm out.